This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on special parliamentary session marking 75 glorious years of the Constitution's journey. The participants are Shekhar Iyer, political analyst, and K.V. Prasad, journalist.
The Indian Parliament is discussing the glorious journey of the 75 years of the Constitution. And this has been an occasion for parliamentarians across the aisle, both sides of the aisle, to look at it, the subject, the long journey that India has made since 1947 and from the time of 1950 when we gave ourselves the Constitution. Mr. Iyer, we've seen the debate, we heard the debate, read about it as it happened in the Lok Sabha and also in the Rajya Sabha. If I were to ask you one major or a few major takeaways of the efficacy of this debate and what was the focus which you think the debate allowed the parliamentarians to put on the subject as important as this?
Thank you, Prasadji. The major takeaways I would say is the fact that it is very gratifying to note that everybody is on one page when it comes to the importance of adhering to the Constitution of India. In course of the debates that we have witnessed in the Lok Sabha as well as in the Rajya Sabha, what is coming clear is whether the speakers belonging to the ruling party side or to the opposition, they all have reiterated their commitment to abide by the letter and spirit of the Constitution. That's a very gratifying thing to know. Of course, in the course of the debate, we did see each side questioning the commitment of the other, which is very normal in given our political times. But definitely, everybody agrees this Constitution, which has seen us through the last 75 years, through several ups and downs, has served as a guidepost, has served as a rule book, has also given us an impetus to push forward towards our future. I think this is point is coming across very clear. And as we saw during the debate in the Lok Sabha, if at all any jarring note was in terms of each side questioning the other side's commitment. And as to the track record of how much they have adhered to the letter and spirit of the Constitution. This was the only jarring side. But if I take a positive view of it, I feel at least there is no party which says that it will not abide by the Constitution. No party which questions the provisions of the Constitution. But then our Constitution is a living document. Our forefathers who thought of this document did not consider it that way. So it has to evolve over time, and it has evolved over time. That is why you have had several amendments, several changes that have been made. If it has been amended more than 100 times, there was a reason at every time that it was amended. Maybe some of the reasons were in good spirit, some of the reasons were not in adherence to the basic structure of the Constitution. But nevertheless, this country has seen several ups and downs, and that document has served as a great guide, a kind of a spiritual mentor for our whole political process. Therefore, I think it's a very important thing that this two-day session brought out this. But at the same time, what did we see was a lot of charges and countercharges being laid, and as well as a pointer, attempt being made to point to the other side, either this side or that side, to show, look, you are accusing us of not following the Constitution, but this is what you have done in the past. And similarly, the other side has also retorted saying, look, you do a lot of things in the name of the Constitution, but that is not in keeping with the spirit of the Constitution. But overall, I did see all sides reaffirming their commitment to the Constitution. I think that's the biggest takeaway of this debate of the last 2 days.
Shekharji, one issue that you, of course, very categorically said about it, but somewhere, as you said, the political grandstanding, if I may use that word, follows the kind of election campaign, especially in the Lok Sabha, when we saw a campaign around Constitution. So do you think that 6 months down the line, that got reflected in the debate when we heard debates to that level?
So definitely, I think it was there in the upper post in the minds of both sides. Because after all, the Prime Minister and the BJP were accused of attempting to tinker with the Constitution if they got a good majority. And that is why Prime Minister's initial slogan was used by the opposition to buttress an impression that the government is out to change the Constitution, to alter its basic structure. And even the opposition went to the extent of saying that it will abolish reservation, which was, I think, not true at all, because no political party or any party can think of doing away with the reservation, which has been a great tool of bringing social change and economic changes. People have benefited from the reservation. A lot of weaker sections have moved forward. They have been helping and has been provided. So that was never a question, but it became a political weapon. Therefore, you saw that in the subsequent elections, assembly elections, be it Haryana or Maharashtra, you saw the BJP going on the offensive to show that a blatant lie was used against them. And now the effort is to correct it and show that we are as much committed. So that got reflected, as you rightly said here, with saying that constitution itself should not be made a tool. So that was the thrust of Prime Minister's response in the Lok Sabha, where he kept saying, look, a lot of things are said which is not true, because this constitution is the only document that has kept the country united, that has seen it through several ups and downs. Yes, there were periods of very dark days, that is particularly, that was the period of the emergency, a lot of provisions of the constitutions were suspended or were tinkered with or altered also. Even the life of the Lok Sabha was extended, was changed. So many things have happened. But even during that time when these things happened, even the then government felt they were doing it in the interest of the nation, which is a warning to all of us today that a lot of things may be done which may violate the constitution, which may shake the foundations of the constitution, though the avowed purpose may be of a great, you know, that is for the welfare of the nation. So there is a warning there. Having completed 75 years for the good and the bad turns of our, you know, times, constitution has served us well. This is a point everybody acknowledged, though there were periods of ups and downs. At the same time, this constitution is a living document. That is a point which has been stressed by both the opposition and the ruling side, because when we are moving towards completing 100 years in 2047, as the Prime Minister pointed out, the spirit of the constitution is behind what the Prime Minister says is all the initiatives of his government, whether it is PM Awas Yojana, whether it is Kisan Kalyan Yojana or Garibi Dur Karne Ke Liye, whatever steps that have been taken, be it the housing, be it credit, microcredit for small industries, or for women empowerment particularly. Because one of the great things about Indian constitution is that we gave voting rights to women right from the beginning, unlike other countries like America and France, which took a while to give the voting rights. But here we have seen right from day one, ever since our constitution was amended, women have enjoyed voting rights like men. So, but today the question is of more empowerment. And that spirit of empowering people comes from the constitution, which urges each and every, I would say, stakeholder to practice equality, to give equal opportunity. So therefore, I think this debate has brought out another aspect is, yes, we have gone through bad time, but our future also depends on how we adhere to the letter and spirit of the constitution. This is very, very important, because without which we cannot move forward.
Yeah, Shekharji, one thing which you see in a post the Lok Sabha debate, in fact, today and yesterday and today, that is on Monday and on Tuesday, there were a lot of editorials, commentators have looked at this debate in a rather dispassionate manner, if one were to look at it, and say, this parliamentarian, of course, what you mentioned, this argument between the opposition and the government side or the parties which are the ruling, the governing coalition, taken positions. But end of the day, it was an opportunity to look at what else could be done for the country as we move ahead. But the larger political members in the House, irrespective of which political party they belong, that vision, how they want to work for, it could be a different way of reaching that goal. But the goal, the larger goal should have been identified for the people of India. And that was an opportunity which probably some commentator said was missing.
Yes, I would agree with those conclusion, because there was greater expectation from the debates. But though in their own ways, many speakers tried to touch upon certain issues, that did not get reflected, because it was more about what you did, what you did not do and things like that. But this could have been accepting all the acts of omission and commission when it comes to the adhering to the principles of the constitution. Perhaps a greater effort could have been made to send out a message how this is committed. But in the list of sankalps presented by the Prime Minister at the end of his reply, I think there is a lot of elements for us to consider and ponder. His 11 sankalps, you know, each of them reflect about the future and what is sought from every citizen of this country, how we should get committed to it. Because it's a unique document. We are a democracy by the people, for the people, to the people. Therefore, I think the missing element, to great extent, one can see that was covered by the Prime Minister's 11th sankalp. But the sankalp itself was not focus of further debate, because he particularly mentioned 11 sankalps, I would like to recall. The first one was about fulfillment of duties, how every citizen and government must responsibly fulfill their duties to contribute to nation building. Because duties were mentioned lightly in the Constitution, but not so explicitly. It has spoken of rights, but rights always come along with duties. So the first sankalp is, which the Prime Minister put forth, is about duties as important as rights. And that includes the duty of the government also, just as the duty of the citizen. Similarly, the Prime Minister spoke about the next one, which is inclusive development. The Prime Minister's own slogan is there, Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. And every sector must be covered. Nobody should feel left out, which is, I think, again, is in keeping tune with the spirit of the Constitution. And third one, I think, is very important, which is zero tolerance for corruption. Though the Constitution doesn't speak explicitly how to tackle corruption as a kind of an article, but definitely all the provisions are to see that the good of the state resources are used for the welfare of the people. So zero tolerance for corruption was Prime Minister's third sankalp. And I think at all levels, that is what Prime Minister emphasized, is a welcome idea. Similarly, respect for rule of law. I think this is also is keeping with the Constitution, because our nation should be one where people must feel that they get pride in following the law, not in, violating the law. And this needs to be, message has to be spread. Then respect for all our laws and traditions, for everything. Then the fifth sankalp freedom spoke was freedom from slave mentality. Because we are sometimes affected by a mindset which is carried over from the colonial time. A lot of obsolete laws have been done away with, but some obsolete practices and approaches remain. That is also an important thing. Then Prime Minister spoke of end to dynasty politics. Now, this is an area which is, I would call, a political minefield, because there are parties which are entirely founded on dynastic pattern, but they say that since they get elected by the people, so that they get a public endorsement for that. But Prime Minister says it is important that more and more people are trained to do public service, are trained to do political work. So end to dynastic politics is a sankalp that the Prime Minister wants this country to consider. Then the other is respect for Constitution. Samvidhan ka samman, which the Prime Minister said, that one should not look at the Constitution in terms of how to exploit it for political purposes, but for as a one which is a guidepost for us. Then this Prime Minister also spoke about protection of reservation. Why this unnecessary, fear, or why to create a fear that reservations will be done away with? We have a long way to go before we can even look at this kind of thing. Then women-led development, which is also very important, which is the Prime Minister's ninth sankalp. So on, state-centric growth, Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. So these are the 11 things which the Prime Minister put forth for the people, which I think could have been adopted as a kind of a broader message from the Parliament. But nevertheless, Prime Minister has given his message. I think from this government side, the Prime Minister put forth certain ideas which will have to be considered and which have to be debated upon by everybody.
Yeah, Shekharji, I think that kind of sums up the entire gist of the debate and where it was. Because if you go back 75 years ago, when the Constituent Assembly debated over more than 2 years and prepared the Constitution, which just came into being on 26 January 1950, that document gave you a vision for what the Founding Fathers thought the country should be as it moves on from the colonial yoke and breathing into the free world. I think this was the time appropriate to look at, obviously, what happened in 75 years, but where are we going from here, from now? I think that should have happened, and part of it did happen, but more could have expectation, which we said mentioned. Thank you very much for being part of this discussion.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on special parliamentary session marking 75 glorious years of the Constitution's journey. The participants were Shekhar Iyer, political analyst, and K.V. Prasad, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.